You're listening to Silent Majority's Pirate Podcast, coming to you live from San Francisco, California, with your host, Scrap Huntington.
Silent Majority's Pirate Podcast. Finally, we are back. It's been a long, long time for us here at the show. So, if you're joining us, thanks for coming back. And if you're not joining us, well, screw you for not coming back. There was a big, long hiatus there, and I apologize. And today is a good example of why we had such a long hiatus here on the show. There's a lot of stuff going on in the old Life of Scrap here, including a new album from the band Silent Majority been working on. Just a ton of stuff that just soaks up all my time, and just not much you can do about it. But we're definitely back now. We're going to try to make this show more consistent for you. Hopefully every other week there will be a new podcast. I'm honestly just stretching myself too thin doing it every week, and it just never works out. And then I feel bad for letting you guys down. So today is September 9th. September 9th on this show is usually a big deal. Today, I didn't get to do this show forever because my modem caught on fire. Yes, like smoking hot melty plastic on fire. So that wasn't very cool. So quick story for you, right? So for some reason my nice sparkly Mac here is not connecting to Wi-Fi. And so I call my internet company and I'm like, hey, you know, my iPad and my other devices are not connecting to the internet. WTF, work time fun, what's going on? And so they're like, okay, well, here's what you do. You take pin and you stick it in the back of the reset hole, and then the modem, it will reset, and then everything will work. And I was like, oh, okay, dude. So I push the little reset button on the back of the modem, and it starts to smoke. No more internet. Well, that was just the first thing. But hey, this isn't a personal bitch fest about the shitty day that this has turned out to be. The worst part, okay? The worst part is I'm like, you know, I'm making myself some, cinnamon and peanut butter pancakes from scratch. I got some coffee going. I'm up in the morning because it's Apple's big, like, you know, announcement thing. Hey, we're going to announce some cool stuff. And I was like, yay, cool stuff. I like cool stuff. I want to watch this little keynote thing. I've never watched one before. So I got my ass up out of bed to watch this fucking keynote speech. Made myself some pancakes. Internet stops working. Call the place. Indian dude tells me to catch my modem on fire. So, that's where we are right now. Typically, I would have a big show about Dreamcast's birthday. That's right, Sega Dreamcast, the greatest video game system of all time. Birthday is today, September 9th, 1999. The Sega Dreamcast came out. It was awesome. It was one of the best days of my life. Really, because I just turned 18 and it was kind of, you know, not living at home anymore. And we had like this giant party at my house and we made like all this food and everyone stayed up all night. And we pretty much just played Power Stone for 24 hours straight with a giant group of friends. And it was just a really memorable, awesome day. And at my first home away from home kind of a thing. So Dreamcast was really cool, meant a lot to me. as a lot of Sega games do. Because they sure don't make them like they used to. And I sure don't. And I'll tell you what, I don't make this shit no more. Bunch of bullshit is what they make. Crap. Games. Shoot them towel heads. Tell you what. Anyway, so just a couple of really cool things that have been going on. Obviously, I'm sure everyone has probably watched the Apple announcement, saw the Apple announcement, watched it on YouTube, whatever. They came out with the Apple Watch finally, or not came out with it, but announced it, showed it off. You know, here's just my quick little rant, okay? This show is underground, okay? I like talking about underground, bizarre topics. You know, I like talking about hacking stuff and downloading free Dreamcast games from DCISOzone.com. And, you know, all you have to do is just put in a CDR into your CD drive, burn with toast, which is a recording program, burn with toast, and put into your Dreamcast where the game will play. Now you can play all of your Dreamcast hentai games for free. So, the Apple announcement, I actually thought it was cool. Once I put a hotspot on my phone, thank God for that, and connected my phone to my Mac, it just linked up, and that was really cool, because otherwise we'd be screwed right now. So I ended up watching, you know, the parts that I missed too, but I thought it was pretty cool. You know, I really like underground stuff. I know Apple's a giant conglomerate company, and for some reason everyone hates them. But you know, just a quick little like rant blurb thing here. Why don't people hate on Bill Gates? Why don't people hate on Microsoft, Xbox? Like, Bill Gates is a eugenicist. He talks about mass murdering people. He talks about vaccinating kids to depopulate the earth on TV shows. The guy's a fucking psycho. Like, maybe Steve Jobs was a money-hungry capitalist pig, which I don't think there's anything wrong with capitalism. Maybe he was a greedy, crazy corporate guy, you know, who wasn't a very nice person. But, you know, he was a business guy. He took a business from scratch and made it into, you know, a super awesome, giant, innovative American dream. What's wrong with that? Nothing. What's Bill Gates do? Bill Gates makes a fucking monopoly with a bunch of computers. Talks about how he wants to murder, like, 2.5 billion people on the earth so that there's only 500 million people left on the face of the earth. And people are like, oh, Apple sucks. What? Why? I don't know. I thought it was really cool. People were bitching and complaining about how the new watch thing doesn't have a camera on it, and it doesn't have FaceTime and all this shit. It's a fucking watch, dude. Like, Jesus Christ. You know, this isn't like a tech blog, and I'm not really going to get into it, but those Samsung watches, A, are fucking ugly. They look stupid. You don't need all that bullshit on your watch. It just looks dumb. It doesn't look like a watch. It looks like a little fucking kid's toy. Okay? I don't own a smart watch per se. It's supposed to be a smart watch, but I just turned the Bluetooth off. I bought a Cuckoo watch, which I think I talked about on a couple of episodes ago. It just looks nice. I actually bought the watch because, you know, it's got like notifications and stuff. But I bought it because it looked nice. It was a nice watch. I got my phone if I want to do all that bullshit. So Apple comes out with this really cool, you know, it's still usable, but not ridiculous loaded with a bunch of gadget trinket bullshit. Man, that's what you get for smoking. Anyway, and so people complain that it's not loaded up with a bunch of useless fucking retarded ass bullshit apps. It's like a nice functioning, like pleasant looking device that works well. It's like, hey, what's the most important thing about a watch? Yeah, it's got to be accurate and tell time. Hey, that's what we did. Cool. Hey, get all your messages on it. Yay.
Oh my god, it doesn't have a camera, it doesn't have a FaceTime, it doesn't suck my cock. I don't understand what to do. Oh god, Apple sucks. Sucks. Horrible company. They're gonna die soon.
You're like, jeez. Even, I was just, you know, on my little RSS feed, and I see this thing from Engadget, which is like a tech blog. Just going on and on and on about it. It's like, doesn't anything make you guys happy? Like, what do you want? You want a giant ass huge fucking tablet sticking out of this fucking side of your pocket with a giant fucking Dick Tracy watch with a satellite fucking coming off of your wrist attached to your fucking rectum up through your nose sticking out the top of your head. Like, God, people just complain all the time. And I was, like, super excited. I was like, yay, Apple cool stuff. And then, you know, my innocence is soon sequestered by the ravaging dogs that are tech journalists. Hey, you know what, tech journalists? Go fuck yourself. You guys suck. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know anything. Because people like you, you just rain on everyone's parade. Speaking of parades, so this past summer for me has been a really awesome summer. We're going to change the subject. Let's get off the negativity. Apple's got some cool stuff coming out. I'm excited about it. Anybody else doesn't like it, go to hell. Cool stuff coming out in the future here. Yay. So, cool stuff this summer in San Francisco. Let me tell you about the 2014 J-Pop Summit. That was awesome. I mean, that was so cool and inspiring and awesome.